I'm Dennis Lopez, 1140 Rockland Street. I'm Tim's neighbor. I, too, am really shocked that any consideration would be given to this project whatsoever. The major aquifer for the entire area is Mirror Lake. My home looks right up at Ragged Mountain. Mirror Lake is here. Grassy Pond is over here, which is a feeder for Mirror Lake, as you all know. On that basis alone, to have blasting and construction on top of Ragged Mountain, it's not only absurd, it's offensive. I have some experience, as I lived in the community long ago, where one of the first experimental wind turbines went up. And I can tell you the approach. I can tell you that the benefit of these industrial machines never reaches the public. I believe there's some government subsidy available now for the promoters and builders of these turbines. And on that basis, it's probably a great business opportunity for someone. But the parallels from years ago in that community and this are interesting to note. The public is uninformed. The boards involved are uninformed. The project is presented in the vaguest of terms. The romance of the old Dutch windmill, modernized to save us all money, is promoted, and all of a sudden, a lot of us, I'm sure, in this room feel green power is certainly something we need. I get more and more interested. I understand a grant was given to the high school anonymously 3 years ago to study wind energy. And this is the approach that was taken in other Maine towns. First go into the school, sell the kids on it, they sell their parents on it. Before you know, you've got a study and a committee on something that is preposterous. It's absolutely preposterous. I just want to say in closing on a personal basis, I worked all my life to buy this, my two small acres in my old farmhouse and retire here. Why should I have my property value decimated for some out-of-town business concern that just wants to turn a couple of bucks? And that's what it amounts to. I guarantee you, this project, if it were built, will never benefit anyone but the developers. Thanks for listening to my comments.